you. This is Joan here from eBay selling the permit. I'm calling back for follow-up assistance to you. As I promised, I'm going to call you back once I got results of the issue that you are concerning here to one of your sold items. And may I know, by the way, am I talking with the owner of this account? May I know your first and last name?
Yes, it's Henry Walmsley.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Walmsley, for responding my call back again. Well, yeah, we're in the one that you're concerning way back before, if you remember, sir, that is the T300 iron powder toroid radio inductor core amidon micrometals. Toroidal form. So one of your buyers located in Portugal purchased two items to you. So you're expecting that the postage cost, the additional fee will be applied there. Now, as what I've said to you earlier, as an effort here on my end, I'll still do my very best to you. And yes, I've successfully escalated this to one of our specialists. Then they found out, as per checking on, based on the records of the results, sir, that basically you had revised your listing. So way back before, there is no additional fees that you have on your postage cost. But after that, we found out that basically you had revised your listing an hour before, you revised the listing an hour after the item was been purchased by this specific buyer of yours.
Just wait one moment. I've got something on the stove. Wait there.
Oh, okay.
So, on that revision history that you can see, what does it say I changed?
You have changed the postage terms of the item, sir.
Is that what it says on the revision history?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, I didn't change it. You're a liar, and whoever came to you with that information's a liar. I didn't change it. I went in to revise it to see what the postage was. I did not change it. eBay, that's pathetic.
I sincerely apologize, sir, but that is one of our specialist team advised to me and the results of their findings.
Well, I'm telling you now that I did not change that. And therefore, you are calling me a liar. So it's mutual.
Well, I'm not exactly telling you a liar, sir. Maybe you were...
Well, yes, you are. 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 I didn't change it. You said I did. You're calling me a liar. Simple logic. So stop it, eBay, and treat me with some respect.
I respect you, sir.
For £600 a month, it's disgusting.
I did not tell that word to you, sir. I'm sorry. You are
No, but what you said, directly meant it. I don't care which word you use.
I'm just speaking things that we found out professionally, right? Maybe you're not aware of what you have done earlier.
No, I know exactly what I did and didn't do. I know exactly what I did and didn't do. That's nonsense.
Well, if you would like, sir, to get this additional postage cost, we can still go ahead and do that process by definitely contacting the buyer, and definitely they can pay for the postage cost.
So no, you can't do that. You can't do that because that is against UK law. Giving a buyer one price and then saying, oh, I've got to charge you some more, is against the law. That's illegal.
But do you agree, sir, if you're saying that you did not do revisions on your listing, do you agree that since there is a postage cost listed on your item, the buyer should still pay for that?
No, because the buyer wasn't charged. Goodness knows what the buyer saw, but I can't charge him one thing and then charge him another.
Why, sir, the buyer was in charge what supposedly should happen. So that's why...
No, your website is in charge of what postage gets charged. The buyer doesn't make it up.
But still, at the end of the day, sir, if this was applied when the time being, when the buyer had purchased the item and paid for that to you, is they should have paid for that. It's just that there is late of providing the additional postage costs on that listing. That's why they wasn't being charged for that amount.
What are you talking about? You're just saying things that are nonsense. And it won't work, eBay. Just saying a load of nonsense at me won't work. I call it eBay blabber mode. That's what you're doing now. You're just trying to fob me off with a load of nonsense. The customer was charged the wrong amount by your website.
But
why?
That is what our specialist told me. That
well, he's
is
wrong, or she is wrong. He or she is wrong, and I believe that to be a deliberate lie.
They're the one who provided this to me, sir.
I don't care who provided you the information. They are
so
incorrect.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm just telling you the resolutions that we can be able to get, so that you can get your postage costs. Here,
right, so this will never happen again, will it? I want it not to happen again. That's what I want. I want you to recognize it as a bug which is probably occurring on all kinds of accounts for all other people. But you just say, oh no, it's working perfectly.
Well, if
you
don't
idiots.
Accept my resolution, sir, if you would like, so as I'm giving importance of this concern of yours, I'm going to put you through to one of our senior highest specialists here, or maybe one of our managers.
Oh, very well.
If that's good. Okay, so stay on the line, sir. I'll put the call on hold. I'll just talk to them. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Walmsley.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm really sorry for the wait on the line, but appreciate your patience, sir. One of our highest senior specialists here is talking for a customer as well, and even our manager. So is it okay for you? They're going to call you back maybe an hour after they talk to the first customer. Expect a call back from them maybe after an hour, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll put you on the priority list so that after their phone call, they can talk to you, sir. So thank you again, and stay safe, okay? Expect a call back from them. Bye.